Among the murals in downtown Chattanooga is the Little Airplane Boy. Allie Kay is the artist who painted it as part of the Macaulay Walls Mural Project, a collaboration of artists that created the city's first drive-through art gallery. Allie stopped by Scenic Roots. Allie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get into murals?
Well, I've always painted my whole life since I was a little kid. And I actually started working with an interior designer when I was 16 years old. She started bringing me in on projects and started having me paint like furniture and walls for her clients. And at 16, I thought that was pretty awesome. So that was kind of like the time when I started realizing that that was maybe a direction I could go and how I could use my art to kind of have a business.
And tell us more about that business.
So my mural painting business was called Positive Space. And I officially started it when I was 19. And so I went to school for fine art, but I just did the mural painting on the side, kind of in between classes, and just kind of had it fit into my schedule. So I still do murals, and my business has evolved a little bit, but it's been fun. I lived in Houston for 3 years, and there it was a really great market for residential murals. So I was working in homes and doing finishes and all kinds of things.
And, of course, there are murals all over downtown Chattanooga.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Including one by you.
Yep. Shortly after I moved here, I got involved with the Macaulay Walls mural project. Kevin Bate, who was in charge of that, he brought me in as a group of artists that he was putting together to do that series. So I have my little airplane boy over on Macaulay. That was a fun project.
Tell me what you think about the mural culture here.
I think it's a great thing for our city. I think there's potential for a lot more of it. And I love seeing murals by local artists here. I think that's a really important thing for our city, to see work from people that we know, supporting the artists, putting the funding towards that. I think it's really important. I'm excited for the potential for that.
What themes do you focus on in your work?
My subject matter is varied. I'm drawn towards nature. I love painting trees, flowers, that kind of thing, but I also love people. So I have a couple of different series that I work in when I do actually get to kind of do my own thing and it's not commissions. So I have a series of floral pieces that I use a reactive paint. It's made by a company called Modern Masters, and the paint actually has iron particles in the paint, and then I spray it with an activator and the paint will rust. And so it changes within about maybe 4 or 5 hours. So it's a cool process, and I like sandwich that in with acrylic paints. So that's one series that I have. And then I also have a treescape series, which is really about the light coming through leaves and how it interacts with the texture of the leaves. And then, of course, I do a lot of portraits, and I do those as commissions, but I also really just love painting people.
How long can it take you to do these different murals?
Murals vary. Like the airplane boy, I think I had about 10 actual painting days on that project. But when you're doing an outdoor mural, it changes with weather and you're not consistently painting every day. So I think I worked on that one on and off for about a month. I was also about 6 months pregnant when I painted that mural, which changed things a little bit too. But yeah, usually, you know, within about a week or two, a mural can be done.
And what inspires you in your art?
Color. I think that's kind of the common theme in my work, is I love representing a subject in colors that are playful, but they're still really authentic to the subject. So I don't like go wild, you know, making somebody's skin totally green. But if I'm painting a portrait of someone, I will usually paint the skin purple first, and then I'll layer flesh tones on top of it and letting those little bits of purple pop through. So I just like being kind of adventurous with the way I represent things and still have them look true. It's kind of a game I'm playing with it.
And the game never ends.
No, no. Yeah, I'm always getting new ideas, and it's fun.
What ideas are percolating right now?
There's so much I always want to do. I am actually in the process of starting a new series. It's kind of just like this little side thing that I'm doing, where I'm painting portraits of kids in Haiti who are waiting for sponsorship. My cousin started a nonprofit there a few years ago, and so she provides educational sponsorships for kids there. And she has hundreds of children that are waiting. So I asked her to send me photos of these kids. And I'm just going to, in my free time, when I get a few hours in between other projects, I'm working on painting these kids. And the paintings are going to be for sale, which the price of the painting will allow that child to go to school. So I'm pretty excited about that.
So you just started painting these. How long do you think it'll take you to paint all of these to go on sale?
Well, I can never paint all of them because there's always more kids and she has so many photos to send me. But my goal is to probably paint 5 to 10 of the children to be able to get sponsorships. And I'm expecting to work on this for about the next month or so.
You mentioned Facebook. Where else can people go online to follow everything that you do?
They can follow me on Instagram, Allie K Studio on Instagram. And I also recently started a YouTube channel. I'm now offering a lot of online painting classes, and so as a component of that, I'm offering free online painting tutorials and tips on my YouTube channel, so they can find me there too.
All right, Allie, thanks so much.
Thank you.